Hello and welcome to our podcast, The Junkies. I'm Dave O'Neill.
I'm Kitty Flanagan. It's the sweet and salty roundabout. Get on board!
Choo-choo! And we're still in lockdown. We're both in Melbourne. What did one of my neighbours say? Are you over it yet? I'm like, yeah. Nice. And small things tip you over. Like this morning, I get the newspaper delivered. It wasn't delivered on a Saturday. You're looking forward to your magazine. The guy in the local milk bar goes, yeah, there's a production issue. There's no newspapers anywhere.
What?
In Melbourne, both the Herald Sun and the Age are printed at the same place now. So there's no newspapers. And I don't like looking at my phone. And, that really, really annoyed me.
Well, Saturday's the only good paper because it's got the coloured magazines in it.
Yes. And, you know, good weekend. We love to read about the good weekend. I love to read about starvation in the third world, anorexia, drug issues, and they still call it good weekend. But anyway, we're here and we've got some good stuff coming up. Do have to say, though, there's been a lot of comments on your rendition of the lyrics, Pina Colada, on Facebook.
Was I wrong? Did I get them wrong?
Yeah, apparently it's, do you like yoga, not yogurt? Now, at first I thought you were doing it as a joke, but
no.
as I explained to you over text, you can hear me not hearing you because the line dropped out and I could just hear you saying random words and I'm just going, oh, should I say something or I'll just move on because... You know, with like Zoom calls and stuff, you just expect it to get better any minute, you know?
Yeah, I was thinking, gee, I'm doing a really good song here. I'm getting no reaction from Dave. All right, I'll just keep singing. Maybe he doesn't realise this is how the song goes. Maybe he doesn't know the song.
Yeah, so...
So it's yoga.
It's yoga, apparently, not yogurt.
Yoga. Oh, gee, I really committed as well.
Yeah, you did, and that's why I started to think, Kitty's a comedian, maybe that's a joke. I don't know, maybe you guys aren't getting your humour, but no, apparently.
No, just had no idea.
Just had no idea. Well, it's a very old song, and you don't hear it. Actually, you do hear it on Smooth FM, I have to say. I heard it the other night. Anyway, what today, it's a big rematch. Is this correct? Because we had a lot of correspondence about this, actually.
Yeah. Yes, the chicken biscuits. Chicken, it's such a favourite flavour of everyone, isn't it, with the chicken chips and now chicken biscuits.
Yeah.
I had a friend/researcher contact me and say, you can't call that chicken biscuit, chicken cracker thing done until you try the Natural Cracker Company roast chicken cracker.
They said it's
the best one.
This is not the same kid who always pushes the chips, the natural.
No.
Different person.
This is Rebecca. You know Rebecca?
Yes.
Rebecca, friend of the show.
Yeah.
Researcher.
Yeah.
She actually even went and bought me a box of them.
Oh, did she? Rebecca did?
Yeah. She went and got them for me. She's that enamored of them. And then we also got the ones, someone else said we had to try the ones that were shaped like a drumstick.
Yes. That was on Facebook. As soon as we mentioned chicken crimpy, et cetera. That one came up straight away and said, no, these are the king. And people were agreeing with the person.
So we've got this time we're doing chicken crimpy, which won last time, versus the drumstick flavoured shaped ones and roast chicken, what are they called? Roast chicken crispy crackers.
We haven't even included the other one from last week.
No, we're discounting chicken in a biscuit because they were rubbish.
Chicken in a biscuit, yeah.
But this is – the drumsticks in a biscuit is continuing the – grotesque chicken on the box. This time the chicken is playing the drums. Creating a beat for it to be eaten by. We're actually eating things that are drumstick. Like, so now we're actually eating the drumsticks.
Ah, has he got?
I'll just show you. There he is. He's
Ah, yes.
He's
yes.
He's having a bang on the bongos there.
He's squawking away. I love it. I have to say, though, I've been eating chicken crimpies at home in replace of – I sat down the other night and thought I'll have some potato chips, but then Kieran got out the crimpies. I just had some of them, and they're very good. They're a good
chip replacement.
I think
it's the texture, isn't it? The texture of the crimpy is so good. So that's what will be interesting up against these roast chicken Natural Cracker Company ones because I'm not sure if they look as
– Oh, they look – Seasoned though.
They look like a good flavour. It's the texture I'm worried might let them down. So where do you want to start, Dave?
Do we go crimpy or do we just go straight to the Rebecca's suggestion.
Okay. Well, let's do that. Let's not put it up against anything yet.
Oh, that smells good. I got to say the natural one smells good.
It smells roast, doesn't it? I can smell the – it's like it's like the skin on a barbecue chicken. That's what it smells like.
Oh, yum. Mm. Okay. Don't eat the skin. It's unhealthy.
That's the only bit I like.
I love the skin.
Just pull the skin off the chicken.
Oh,
that's how they should sell barbecue chickens, just like with a chicken pulling its skin off going, this bit's tasty.
Well, maybe they should just sell the skin. It's a bit serial killer though, isn't it? Like, go and buy the skin of a barbecue chicken. Oh.
All right, do you want to taste this? I'm salivating now.
I'm licking. Oh, gee. That's a great. Really good. Really good.
Oh, God. That's a lot of flavour, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. It's light and flaky, the biscuit. It is very crisp. But, God, for flavour, that is punching. Yeah.
I'm gonna have a little bit of a chicken crimpy now and see.
Yeah. If there was a picture of a chicken on the front of the Natural Cracker Company box, it would be punching itself in the face with how much flavour it is. It's like, I'll punch you in the face with flavour. That's what it would say. That's
tell
really
you what,
good.
I just had some chicken crimpy and it's pretty comparable. Chicken crimpy is still good. Right, have a chicken crimpy.
It doesn't smell as strong, but.
No.
Suddenly these feel a bit tough.
Yeah, they are tough biscuit.
The other ones are really sort of more layered and fall apart, a bit flaky almost.
Or is that because the crimpies come from my lab? So that's me.
I was thinking it was harder than I expected it to be. I thought maybe these have been left somewhere in the lab.
No, they're inside for a long time. Been eating them. That's a tough one.
Yeah, I might almost prefer that roast chicken one. I might just try it again. It's so chickeny.
I think Rebecca's onto something. Yeah. I think if you want a real kind of more chicken flavored one, that natural tucker one actually tastes more natural, more real kind of thing.
It does. It tastes like a barbecue chicken.
Yeah. Whereas old crimpy is a bit more twisty chicken flavored sort of.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. But
nothing wrong with that. Oh well, let's try the drumstick. Let's not make a decision yet.
Yeah, I don't hold out much hope for these. I can't even smell them.
Well, I licked it. It's got a bit of got a strong flavour. Yeah, here we go.
Oh, it does have a strong flavour. I'm tasting a lot of cracker, not as much chicken.
Yes. Not bad, though.
No, it's okay. I think it's probably better than chicken in a biscuit.
Yeah.
But, it'd still be my bottom of those three. I would controversially move the Natural Cracker Company up to number one. I'd put crimpy in second and then the drumsticks third. I just think the Natural Cracker Company is not a good name. It's too hard to say.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got to change that.
For me, it's like
it's
a line
ball.
It's
like the Rural Juror on 30 Rock. Remember Jenna was in the movie The Rural Juror?
The Rural Juror.
The Natural Cracker Company is a bit the same.
The Rural Juror.
What are you going back for there, Dave? What are you going for more of?
I've eaten them all. I don't put too many out, but look, it's almost a draw for me. I can't,
is it?
I don't know. I'm just torn.
I think, you know what it is? I think the crimpy's got your heart and you don't want to let it go.
I'm Natalie and Bruglia. I'm torn.
Yeah.
I'm torn. So I'm gonna make them like a draw and the drumstick. I don't know.
I think that's a safe bet because you know what? The good thing about if the crimpy remains your favourite, you know it's always going to be on the shelves. I feel like this Natural Cracker Company, that could be gone in a year. So you don't want to commit to it.
Yeah.
You don't want to think, I don't want to fall in love with it too much because it might leave me. Whereas crimpy, that's a reliable.
Crimpy's always around.
Yeah,
always
that's
around.
The one that you call at 40 and go, I'm still not married. Do you want to get married?
Yeah.
That's what the crimpy is.
Crimpy's like, is this savoury shape calling again? Because I know you're going out with barbecue. Surely, I wonder if all those shapes hang out, who's the king? It'd be barbecue, wouldn't it?
I reckon barbecue would be the cool guy.
Yes. And Crimpy'd be the older one at the bar, like, oh, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Know. And Savoury Shape is just like, oh, he's turned up again. He brings nothing. He's the guy that turns up, like, with no bottle of wine, no beers, and he just, like, kind of, you know, scabs off everybody else.
And Peter Shape would be fun. He'd come in with, you know.
Fun but annoying.
Yeah. Oh, well, I tell you what. That was a really good suggestion by Rebecca. Really good.
That was very good, Rebecca, friend of the show. Thank you very much.
Good on you, Rebecca.
And also for delivering the box to my door so we had no choice.
Incredible. Incredible. Above and beyond.
Just in case the government's listening, she only lives 5Ks away.
Not far, no, not far from you. Not far from you at all. Well, it's 15Ks now, so it's all cool.
Oh, I know. It's just party, party, party down here in Victoria.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable. All right. Well, next up, that was very good. Oh, you've given me two blind tests. I haven't found any blind tests for you because
that's
very
right.
Hard to get to shops and there's so many exposure sites.
Yeah.
Terrible.
We'll be back and I've got two blind tests for you because I didn't think you'd be able to get any. These were surprising ones. Back with blind tests, and I'm the only person that managed to find blind tests this week because I took. Sorry, that's my dog barking.
It's okay, don't worry. We're used to it.
Guys,
we're used to it.
Guys, the birds aren't going anywhere.
Yeah, mummy's doing some work, guys. All right,
guys, quiet, please.
Bloody hell,
mummy's like home. Doing her job.
Yeah, God, she's a working woman, girls. Boys? They're boys or girls?
Both boys. Two boys.
They're two boys.
And a boy cat as well.
Boys, boys, boys. All right.
I did a bit of a sneaky run, Dave, because I had to go out of my area to get my computer fixed.
Yeah.
My computer melted down after we'd done a day of writing on Fisk. Couldn't get any of my work. Was convinced that, you know, that was it. We'd lost everything. Anyway, took it to the computer shop. They fixed it. And, yeah, all that stuff we wrote, not that great anyway. So no great loss if we'd lost it.
I don't know if you've – well, I don't know. Did the computer shop guy read it and comment? Or when I worked on Full Frontal, we had to take every sketch to the lawyer at Channel 10.
Oh, and yeah, seven, right.
But he used to make comments about it. So he used to go, anyway, this one's fine. Not that great though. You know what I mean? I'm like, wait, mate, you're a lawyer, whatever. Anyway – I don't know if you've announced that Fisk is coming back on this podcast. You may have. I can't remember.
Well,
people always
is.
Ask us. It's coming back.
It's coming back.
There we go. There we
but,
go.
But, yeah, so because I was out of my area, I walked past an Aldi and I went, oh, my God, I never go to Aldi.
You never go to Aldi.
And it was a risk because, you know, every time you walk into somewhere, you go,
exposure
site. Is this going to turn into an exposure site? But I thought, oh, this is my one chance to get something from Aldi because Dave won't be shopping at Aldi. So that's what I found. I've found you a chip. That's number A. It's it's an Aldi brand. But if you want to just close your ears and I'll tell everybody what you're eating.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Okay, good one. Okay, I'll take my things out. Here we go. Go for it.
Okay. So this is a Blackstone brand limited edition camembert and chili jam. Which, good luck, I reckon. Okay, I'll get him back. I'm done, Dave. Come back.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind going to Aldi because there is one near me, but they do offer a virus exposure site, so I'm just like.
I know, I've been checking every day just going, God, I hope it was worth it.
one of my kids' friends' dads just went to like a parser shop and it was like, oh, it's tier one. So everyone just has to, in the family has to. Now it's been downgraded to tier two, but still, that for a while they just were going, oh my God, we're going to have to isolate for 2 weeks, you know, like, because I went to a pasta shop.
I don't know what I would do because, like, I don't know how I would take my dogs for a walk.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Like, they'd end up just turning on me and eating me, I reckon, if I didn't take them out.
Well, thank God Rebecca, friend of the show, lives less than 5Ks from you. She can come around and take them out.
But then she'll be in contact with me.
Well, yeah, there must be a way of locking the dogs out of the house and then just
leave them out there like sprayed with disinfectant. until my COVID germs wear off them.
I don't know. Just, yeah. It won't happen to you. Don't worry. It won't happen. All right. Okay. All right. I'm going to try. Well, I've been smelling it when you were talking, and it's got a very, I mean, they always smell cheesy, chicken-y, but they're often not chicken. You know what I mean?
Like, well, you were right first that you said cheesy.
Yeah, cheesy. It's a bit cheesy. It smells very cheesy. It smells a bit like a shoe. You know what I mean?
It does smell a bit like a shoe, Dave. Yeah. You're right. Or even just a sock.
Oh, what is that?
Oh, God, that's extraordinary.
Man, Aldi, they don't muck around at Aldi, do they?
Oh, what is that? I mean, I know, but it doesn't taste like what it says on the box.
Oh, that's like a very strong cheese.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, it's like licking someone's foot.
Oh, have you given me foot? And it's got a bit of spice.
Yes.
Oh, you've got a bit of kick.
Wow.
It's got a bit of kick in there.
Your palate is tuned today, Dave.
So is it like a specific type of cheese that I'm eating here? Mm-hmm. Like a gorgonzola or a parmesan?
Yes.
I'm going to go through cheese, ooh, feta.
Gee, it has
feta.
It's got some burn, hasn't it?
It's not okay. Gouda, something like that, is it?
No, I think that would be maybe too mild. You were better when you were guessing the stronger cheeses.
Mm.
I can't taste it. I'm not that familiar with the taste of this cheese, but.
Oh, Camembert.
Yes. Can you taste that?
Yeah, well, I know. One of my kids likes cheeses, and so we've had Camembert in this house before.
Oh, and you can taste it in there.
Yeah, because it's got. Well, it's Camembert's kind of got that sour.
Yeah, it's just sour brie.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to say brie was the other one I was thinking. Yes. Yes.
Because I like brie, but then Camembert always tastes like Camembert, milky, brie gone wrong.
Yeah, milky, creamy, off sour,
cat's
creamy.
Trying to eat the chicken crackers. Hang on.
Come on, Sarge.
So, yeah, that's
Camembert.
Yes.
And it's Camembert. And.
I'm letting you get away with a lot of chewing on the mic there, Dave,
yeah,
but that's okay.
Sorry.
And there's burn. You can really taste the burn. It really catches at the back of your throat. Can you? I mean, I wouldn't have said these two things were a traditional combination. It's kind of a little bit like someone went rogue in the lab and just kind of – so I can't really expect you to get it, I don't think. It's from a completely different world, what it's been paired with.
Yeah, okay. So is it a vegetable that they've paired it
well,
with?
Well, it's a condiment.
Spice?
It's a condiment.
Oh, okay. It's just chili sauce. Chili sauce?
Look, you know what? I'll give it to you. It's chili jam.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. Here, I'll show you the packet.
Oh, wow. It's so funny making a whole chip based around Camembert.
Yeah, I just, that's like someone losing their mind in the lab, isn't it?
Hey, I didn't do too bad. I got the cheese eventually.
I thought you did really well. You picked cheese straight off.
Yeah.
And then.
It's not like a tasty cheese. It's not like a. It's a soury, milky kind of
it's
creamy
very,
cheese.
Yeah, a bit like off milk, isn't it? More
it
than,
is. It is. It is. Oh, that's, well, you know, I've even impressed myself. Okay. I wouldn't
okay,
buy
now,
them.
Now
I
this
buy ne- them.
No, I wouldn't buy those.
I wouldn't buy them.
This next one that I'm going to give you, it's a bit of a mistake. I grabbed them off the shelf without reading them properly, and I thought they were a potato chip. But they're not. They're one of those veggie chips. But I just kind of thought
right.
that the flavour.
Good flavour, though. It was a good flavour.
Do you
I
know
was so
already?
Desperate.
You haven't
no,
tasted
no.
them yet.
No, I haven't tasted. But if it's a good flavour, I was okay. so desperate. Kieran was reading out the Pringles flavours on the
<know.
laughs> And she's like, what about this? Orange. I'm like, orange? Is there an orange-flavoured Pringle? But it was orange sweet potato. And I thought, well, we just did sweet potato.
Yeah.
But.
Close your ears and I'll tell everybody.
Okay, so these are a veggie deli crisp, and I think it says they're cassava. I don't actually know what a cassava is. Is that like a yam? Is it just another sweet potato? I don't know. But anyway, the flavour is turmeric cheese flavour. They're very orange. Okay, I'll get him back.
Dave, come back.
Come back.
Yeah, okay, so well. Good luck with this. They're actually a cassava chip. They're not...
What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's like I'm not sure. I think it might be like a sweet potato.
I just licked it and got the most extraordinary flavour.
Oh,
it's
yuck.
It's like a texter. It's like a texter.
It is like a texter. Yeah.
It's got like perfume.
Oh, but you know what happens? When you lick it and then you smell where you licked, you get a better sense of it then.
Yeah, it's more cheesy when you lick it. Smell it.
Oh,
that is full on cheese, but it tastes like texter.
It's like an art line.
Yeah, yes, or soap. Hang on, I'm going to eat one.
That's horrible.
Oh, yeah. There's something there.
Oh, God, it's not pleasant, though, is it? But, yeah, there's something there. Ugh. Okay, I'm going to help you with this.
Oh,
you know? Okay.
It's a vegetable.
No.
Is it a herb? Is it a herb?
It's a spice.
Yeah, it's a spice.
Yes. I sort of.
Oh, it's Indian. It's Indian.
Jesus. Wow.
Yeah, it's Indian.
Yes. Keep going. Stay on that road.
I had Indian food last. Well, I made Indian food. I didn't have, you know, I'm no chef, but I can pour some powder into some chicken. And, hang on.
Well, you're really close. I'd almost give it to you just on that.
It's like is it ghee? No, it's not ghee. Ghee's like a butter, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like a spice. It's not paprika. I'm trying to think of all the spices I use in Indian food.
It's kind of the main one. And I tell you what,
cumin. Cumin.
No.
Cumin. It's just like curry powder, kind of curry.
Yes,
but it's not.
Yes. And one of the main ingredients of curry powder is
paprika.
The stuff that stains your fingers.
Oh, turmeric.
Yes.
It's turmeric flavored.
Turmeric flavored chips. Yeah.
No.
Look, it says turmeric cheese flavor. I can't taste any cheese.
That it does taste Indian. Tastes like that is a great find.
But the chip itself is a it says it's a cassava, I think. Where is it?
All I can say is it is very Indian tasting. It's very Indian.
Yeah,
curry.
Well, maybe if you had them on the side, like with your poppadoms and for dipping into your dal or something, maybe.
Yeah, nice. But I mean, there's no need for them if you've got poppadoms.
That's true.
You know what we haven't found? We haven't found a poppadom flavored chip. That's the closest.
Oh, I love a poppadom.
We've come to. Oh, well, who? I cook them myself.
Chip would be great. Oh, do you?
You know what I? Yeah. They're easy to make. It's just you just fry them in oil. As we always say at the Indian restaurant, just pop them down on the table, and you know. Shut up, Dad. Oh, Dad. Shut up. And the waiter just looks confused. Like, what is he talking about? Well, you know what? They were two great finds, I have to say.
Yeah,
and
given.
Turmeric.
Turmeric. Because I got excited at first because I'd confused it and I sort of thought, oh, yeah, that's Dave's favourite spice. And then as soon as I bought them, I went, oh, no, hang on. His favourite spice is paprika.
Paprika. Yes. Yes. But
we've
no, turmeric.
Flavor.
Bizarrely, Kieran just bought some turmeric. I've used it once or twice in cooking, but not a lot.
Oh, man, don't get that stuff on your bench. The minute it goes on anything, you've got to wipe it up. If you drop a spot of, I hate using it for that reason. Stains your Tupperware too.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, I do.
Listen to Nan.
Listen to Nan.
Stains
Nan's
your
off
Tupperware.
Again. Nan's
everyone's,
off.
Everyone's going to think they've tuned into a different podcast. Hang on a sec.
No, that's fair enough. We've
it's
got to
Beryl
get
and Barry talking about Tupperware.
Beryl, Tupperware. Well, they're both excellent. Thank you for that. Next, very excited. It's Kitty's continuing journey to the dark side.
My walk on the dark side.
Oh, look, now it's time for Kitty's continuing journey over to the dark side. Like, I mean, I'm not a massive Star Wars fan, but I know that Luke is on the good side and Darth Vader's on the dark side. And he tries to get, doesn't he try and get people to come over to the dark side? That's the whole thing about Luke.
And
come
who's
to the dark side.
What about the other one? Isn't there a
Princess Leia?
Kylo Ren or someone? Isn't he?
Oh, is that Darth Vader's son? Oh, no.
Or is it Darth Vader when he's young?
Yes. Who played by Adam Driver? Played by Adam Driver? Yes.
What's his name in the show?
Yeah, I think you had it right. I think what you said. I don't want to say it. I don't want to get in trouble.
Either. I know they get angry.
They get angry. But anyway, you are a well-known hater of dark chocolate.
Yep. I am.
And but now you've started to come over a little bit to the dark side with your love of orange dark Kit Kat. Is that correct?
Orange dark Kit Kat and also dark mint Kit Kat.
Yes.
But what I said to you, I put it to you, Dave, that maybe I was just being influenced by the delicious flavour in the dark chocolate.
It's like you're in court. I put it to you.
I feel like I am on the witness stand because,
yes.
You know, I have been so vocal about my hatred of dark chocolate.
It's a big turnaround. This is the biggest turnaround since.
I mean, I would say, though, I do think that Kit Kat is probably the mildest form of dark chocolate.
It is.
Like if you gave this to Glenn Robbins, who is an absolute connoisseur of dark chocolate and I think only likes it when it's 99% dark, I think he'd spit out a dark Kit Kat and say, that's just milk chocolate. You big baby. I think that's what he'd say.
Well, you might be right. Maybe it is just the whole Kit Kat thing is so good.
Yeah. So what I've done is I've just bought the plain dark Kit Kat to see if I like that. I haven't tried it yet. And then you've also given me a dark breakaway, which will be interesting.
Not just a dark breakaway, old gold breakaway.
Yeah, so what's old gold seems to be doing this whole, they're really throwing everything at the wall at the moment, aren't they, trying to get people to buy dark chocolate?
It's one of those things where you get a very daggy old brand, they're trying to sexy it up, aren't they? Is that what they're doing?
Yes, you're right. It's like... It's like they're having a midlife crisis and they've just bought themselves a Ferrari and they're trying to drive around and be cool now.
It's when I saw Air Supply, what a great night. And let me just say, I went with friend of the show, Chrissy Swan, the sister, and there were so, I mean, you know, I'm big. Chrissy's lost a lot of weight, but gee, we were skinny compared to, would have been some Junkies fans at the Air Supply concert. There was a lot of fat people is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, really? At Air Supply?
Oh, man, we eat our emotions, you know what I mean? Like, we just hear, but anyway, towards the end, he goes, we've been doing a bit of, so they play all their love songs, you know, I'm All Out of Love, The One That I Love, Love Fucked Me Over, that's one of them all, anyway, that's a joke, they didn't do that one, but he said we've been doing a bit of collab with some dance producers and they played like a dance song.
Did they actually do any dancing? I'm imagining they didn't.
No, they're not. They're too old.
They're not movers.
They're not movers, but it was bizarre. So, yeah, it's like when Air Supply did a dance track. You know, maybe old gold have gotten some new young food technologists to, you know, work with.
Wouldn't that be sad if you've just left, you know, you've left uni and you've got your food technology degree and then you come home and you're like, I got a job. And everyone's like, oh, good on you. Where is it? It's like, it's at a chocolate factory. Which one? Old gold.
Old gold.
So everyone's like, oh, forget it. I don't want
any. Yeah. And Dad's in the other room going, bloody great. Bloody awesome. Bloody granddad will be happy. We love old gold. Yeah. Okay. So let's, should we try the Kit Kat?
Let's start with the Kit Kat then. This will be a real test to see if I like it or not.
I've bought these before years ago. I remember really liking this. I really like it.
I would like to get Glenn Robbins' opinion on the dark Kit Kat because I do think he would poo-poo it and say it's not actually dark chocolate.
Once COVID's over, we've got big plans for Glenn Robbins on this show.
Yeah, he really needs to come on board.
Yeah, we've got to do a whole Glenn Robbins episode because he's got to show us his biscuit that he always raves about, which I've had, which was like eating a dog biscuit. It was like, ugh.
It'll probably end up being one of the saddest Junkies episodes ever, like because we'll have like some Rusk-type biscuit, chocolate that doesn't taste like chocolate but just tastes really bitter.
Yeah.
We'll lose a lot of listeners.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it smells pretty good.
That's good. That's okay, really
I'm gonna
good.
Eat it. Takes me a while to eat a Kit Kat. Everyone just stay with me. I like to bite it and then I like to suck it. Sorry to be specific.
You know what? I'll let everyone know on the pack. You can join the Break Society at kitkat.com.au. What is the Break Society? Seriously, what's going on there?
It's maybe like we should join. Let's
we
join
should
and,
join.
I'm going to go. And see what happens. See if we get a badge. A button. I'm part of the Break Society.
Like joining
Society.
A fan club back in the 80s or something. Know your portions. One row. Oh, you're joking, aren't you?
I know. Just one stick.
We should all join and get everyone else to join on this podcast and then just take over. Take over the break society. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm trying to delay telling you what I think.
No, go on, tell me.
Oh, I can't believe it. I actually like it.
Yeah, it's good.
What's wrong with me? What's happened to me in lockdown? It's like I've lost my mind.
It's a lockdown thing.
I need to know the percentage of this chocolate. Does it say?
Yeah.
Can anyone hear my cat? He's just licking the microphone. That's not me. That's the cat.
I can hear a bell ringing. There's his tail. 46% cocoa solids.
Oh, okay. So that's about half of what dark chocolate is.
Yeah. It's from Ecuador.
No wonder I like it. It's basically a milk chocolate Kit Kat that they've coloured dark.
Yeah.
They've put some dark colouring in that. No wonder I like it.
Should we try the breakaway?
Yeah, let's see how old Gold stands up. Ow, my cat bit me.
Bloody hell, Sarge. No, he's
really getting aggressive.
Bloody hell. Lockdown's affected him too.
He's attacking the dogs.
You're home too much. Probably home too much.
We're all going stir crazy.
I wish Kitty would go out more. Yeah, it's the breakaway.
This is my only form of entertainment. It's the animals having fight club. I just put one bowl of food in the middle and then just release them and watch them scrap over it like the Hunger Games.
Yeah, it's like chicken fights. Like
cockfights.
Cockfighting. Get the neighbours to put bets on them. I'd bet on the cat, though. I've seen your cat. I'd bet on the cat.
No question the cat would win. Sorry, a lot of rustling for me.
Oh, it smells
really
good.
Changed.
Yeah, lockdown. Oof.
Okay, Dave, if you look at the colour of the old gold versus the colour of the dark Kit Kat, I'm going to say that old gold's even lighter than the Kit Kat.
It is.
I think the kids in there are having a great old time with old gold, and before you know it, they're going to turn old gold into milk gold.
They're disrespecting old gold. And you know what the next thing is? They're going to try to change the name of old gold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Old's got bad ramifications, you know. We don't want old things. Who wants old things, guys?
I just made the same mistake with the breakaway and put my fingers through it. They've got the pieces the wrong way around.
I know, the pieces are the wrong way. So annoying. Every time I go to break one,
Oh, man, that is really irritating.
Is that what the kids did as well? Was it one of their bloody things?
We'll
change it up a bit.
They're disruptors. They're disrupting old gold. Okay, I'm going to eat it.
Okay, I'm going to eat it now too. Here we go.
Yeah, what else is in it?
You've got the packet, I think.
There's some layer of praline or something in that.
Oh. That's yuck. Kit Kat's
horrible.
Kit Kat's better, much better.
What is in that, Dave? Have you bitten it and had a look? See, there's that strange layer in the chocolate in the top.
What is that layer? I don't remember that. That's like a caramelly praline. Yeah, what is that?
It says, the original taste of old gold dark chocolate with layers of crispy wafer and cream, one of my most hated things in chocolate, C-R-E-M-E. You know when you get those chocolate creams? It's like, I don't want a chocolate cream.
That's what it is.
And a smooth and creamy chalk centre. Well, that is a dud. So whatever you're doing in there, kids, stop it. That is yuck.
I won't even eat that. And that is amazing for me. I'll eat that Kit Kat, but I won't eat the breakaway.
That is in the bin.
That's
a binnet. That's a new category, binnet.
But on a positive note, the Kit Kat was fantastic.
Oh, the Kit Kat's great.
Really good. And you've given me a whole bar of it. Fantastic.
Yeah, whole block. I even like the wrapping. It's got a leopard on it.
It looks great.
See, that's what you do, kids. You go with the cool animals on the front.
Yeah.
A leopard Kit Kat.
Poor old gold.
You did give me another block of old gold. Do you want to just write that off so I don't have to do it again sometime?
Oh, the cherry ripe.
Can we
get rid
of this one too?
Yeah, do you want to do it now? Let's do it now.
Otherwise I'll have to come back to it and if it's as bad as the breakaway, I just don't want to ever think about old gold again.
So this is a block of cherry ripe old gold. So again, they're doing a mashup. it smells good though. I think
it's weird though because cherry ripes are dark chocolate.
Yes,
and they are the one dark chocolate that I eat. Well, along with Kit Kats now.
Oh, no, that's not, I've already gone in. That's not bad. That's not bad, I have to say.
Yeah, look, it just tastes like a cherry ripe, but with the proportions the wrong way around.
Mm. Yes. Yes.
I think I actually prefer the cherry ripe because it comes in that nice thin layer of chocolate over the top, whereas this is very chunky chocolate with just a few chips of cherry ripe in it.
I don't mind it.
It's okay. Yeah, it's certainly better than that breakaway piece of rubbish.
Mm. Mm.
I wouldn't bin it.
No, but no, I'm not binning that.
I don't know why you would buy that instead of a cherry ripe.
That's a bit of a win for the old gold factory. There we go.
But, Dave, why would you buy it instead of just buying yourself a cherry ripe?
Yeah, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. Unless you...
I thought you were about to give me a really good answer. And then you just went, yeah, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't. Why would you buy that? I wouldn't buy that. And I like cherry ripes. And I don't mind dark chocolate. But I don't know.
Yeah. Well, okay, well, that's better, kids. But, you know, keep working on it.
Well, what a show we've had. It's been a journey. And we'll be back next week. Next week we're doing, we've got a rematch of Creamy Soda.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
I found some Bundaberg Creamy Soda, which I remember being very good.
So we're going to do the Schweppes Brown Creaming Soda that won last time up against the Bundaberg one.
Mm, great. Exactly.
And then I've got a blind test cracker for you. Ooh. And what else are we doing, Dave? Oh, we've got a Freak of the Week next week. Yeah.
The marshmallow thing. Freak of the Week. Freak of the Week.
Yeah. So big show next week.
Keep listening.
Tune in. Whatever you say at the end.
Yeah.
Wrap it up, Dave.
Goodbye.
See you later.
Goodbye. Thanks for listening.